From the trails, woods, and waters of the Great Lakes State to the Michigan Talk Network, it's Wild Michigan with your host, Duran Martinez.
Welcome to Wild Michigan. Duran Martinez, your host, all over the Great Lakes State on the Wild Michigan Talk Network. Our website, wildmichiganradio.com, brought to you in part by our friends at Lucky Buck Deer Mineral. Also, Scentlock, a couple of great Michigan companies. And thanks to our first hour guest, we spoke with Bill Parker from Michigan Outdoor News about the world record muskie coming to the Ultimate Sports Show in Grand Rapids next weekend at DeVos Place. Also, Seth McGinn talking about the can cooker. This hour, oh gosh, it's all, you know what? You look outside, you see all the snow, and it's really cool when you're out driving in some of the rural areas because turkeys kind of stand out like a sore thumb. Giant black dots or even up close and personal against the white snow. But eventually the snow is going to go away and we're really going to have a turkey season, believe it or not. And what better person to talk about turkey hunting than Rob Keck joining us right now, of course, the former CEO of the National Wild Turkey Federation with Bass Pro Shops, now an absolute expert in the realm of turkey hunting. Rob, welcome to the show, sir.
Hey, Duran, thank you. Thanks for having me. And spring has sprung in the deep south.
In the south. I was down in Birmingham last month for the Bassmaster Classic.
Yes.
Some fine folks flew me down there and had a great time. And I worked, actually, but I got to cross the street and see that there was no snow. But you're in South Carolina.
I am in South Carolina. In fact, the Low Country, South Carolina, the season opens Saturday, if you can believe that.
Oh, my gosh. Are you kidding me already?
Yeah, and it's already been open in South Florida. And I've been getting lots of pictures sent to me by lucky hunters and guys asking, when are you getting down here? Well, let me tell you, it's popping out all over. In fact, this weekend, the season opens on Saturday the 15th in Alabama, Mississippi, and Texas, as well as here in South Carolina.
Absolutely. Wow. You know, and the thing, ours will start next month in April here. And in Michigan, we have seen such a great resurgence of the wild turkey. My good friend Al Stewart, probably one of the foremost authority biologists in the world.
Know him very well.
Good.
Great friend, great guy.
He's a great guy and a very good friend of mine as well. And we're so lucky to have him here in Michigan. But you know firsthand how important turkey hunting is to young people, to teach them patience in the woods.
Well, it is, and it's a great time of year to get outdoors, and you know, you get a few cold or cool mornings, but you know, spring is coming alive, and it's a rebirth of Mother Nature, and what a way to introduce a youngster to hunting and to the great outdoors and all that it means to the future of our hunting heritage.
It is, and again, a lesson in patience. I remember the first time my daughter heard a tom gobble, and you know, her eyes lit up and her face got really bright, and it was probably one of the coolest moments ever of my personal hunting career.
Well, there's no doubt about it, and of course, for you know, so many people in this preseason time, this is the time to get your gear ready. I mean, I've got my stuff laying out right now. I'm going through my Bucklick Creek, my Redhead Turkey Lounger, and you know, a lot of people ask, you know, well, what are you carrying that? I said, well, the first thing is that you've got to make sure you've got something to organize all of your gear. And I'll tell you what, that turkey vest is so important to me, getting ready and then being out there in the field to just put all of my calls and different things that I need when I'm out there in the field. So now's the time to get ready.
It is. We spoke with a friend, Brett Berry, about this last week, about getting prepared. And when you have mouth calls, is there a way to preserve them in the off season so they don't dry out? And you know what I mean? Because you get a favorite one, you like it a lot,
yeah.
And then maybe next year it's like, what happened?
Well, Duran, one of the things you have to understand about latex, the latex reed that's in that mouth yelper, you know, from rubber, from the time it's manufactured, begins to deteriorate. So anything you can do to retard that deterioration is really critical. And I found the best thing to do is put them in a refrigerator. Keep them out of sunlight. Don't let you know, the elements of sun and heat ruin the tension and maybe, you know, increase the speed of that thing deteriorating. So that's my advice. Keep them in the off season in that refrigerator.
See, and that's something I never would have thought of, because when I think of refrigeration, sometimes, you know, food dries out. But you keep them sealed, evidently.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And, of course, now's the time to, you know, get those calls out and get them tuned up and take care of them, sand them down where they needed to be sanded and chalked up where they need to be, and look for some new gear. You know, Redhead has a new long box out, and I love a long box to, you know, locate turkeys, but also to call them in. So, you know, go through your calls, make sure they're in great operating condition.
Now let's talk about, speaking with Rob Keck here, well known in the outdoors industry, especially for turkeys. You've taken turkey in every state with the exception of Alaska, of course, because they don't have them.
Right.
So you know a little bit about turkeys, Rob.
I do. I've hunted them everywhere. In fact, even north in Canada and south in Mexico, Guatemala, and even down in New Zealand. So I've seen them in just about every type of habitat and scenario you could imagine.
What is it about a box call? I mean, I know different woods present different tones. Is there a specific type of wood that you tend to gravitate towards for the tone?
Well, generally it's one that produces a high pitch. And, you know, you could take 25 boxes, all the same make, same model, coming out of the same CNC machine, which makes them identical, but just due to the natural grain of wood, you're going to find some are going to be higher in pitch, some lower in pitch, and for that call, that box to go to the woods with me, I may go through a bunch of them before I finally get the one that makes my ear ring. And when it makes my ears ring, I know that'll make a turkey gobble, and it goes into my vest.
And they're very sound reactive, turkeys are, to I mean, you could have a car door slam.
Well, absolutely. And, of course, there you're talking about locating a bird. In fact, yesterday I had a conversation on my show with Walter Parrott, I mean, the most decorated champion turkey caller of all time. And we talked about how to locate a turkey. You know, and sometimes it may be with an owl hoot, or sometimes it may be with a long box. It may be a coyote call. Sudden noises will make them gobble, and of course slamming a car door might do the trick when nothing else works.
Shot gobble, you never know what's going to work. It could just happen.
Yeah.
Speaking with Rob Keck here on Wild Michigan, of course a well-known turkey expert, talking about the Bass Pro stuff. The turkey lounger, Rob, I'm afraid sometimes I'm going to be sitting too high, because I mean, look, their eyesight is absolutely phenomenal. This lounger looks pretty low and actually comfortable, which is very difficult to get just out of a vest sometimes.
Well, it is. And, of course, having good back support is extremely important. And, you know, I don't worry about the height part of it. The thing that I concern myself is to remain motionless. The turkey lounger will help you achieve that because, as you know, patience, which we don't sell at Bass Pro Shops, is an absolute key to sometimes getting that gobbler to come in. You know, he may be gobbling to you, but he may also be accompanied by several hens, and you've got to just give him some time to work the call. And believe me, that Bucklick Creek Turkey Lounger, it will do just that. It'll help you sit motionless for a long period of time, because sometimes that old gobbler will slip in without saying a thing. So you've got to be really, really awake and aware of what's happening all around you.
Absolutely. Speaking of Rob Keck here on Wild Michigan. Rob, we're going to get back and talk with you. I got a few more questions about turkeys and about product here in a couple of minutes. Of course, you can find these things at Bass Pro Shops, BassPro.com, and we're going to have a link on our website. There'll be a big picture Bass Pro Shops logo on our website, WildMichiganRadio.com. So, Rob, hang on. We're going to speak with you because I got some questions for our folks up north, and I know you can answer them being from Pennsylvania and all. So
absolutely.
Hang on. We've got Rob Keck here. You're listening to Wild Michigan on the Michigan Talk Network.
Last night I dreamt of flying over hillsides in the snow. Then I drove down through the clouds to the valley there below.
You can join us on Facebook or listen to podcasts, all from our website at wildmichiganradio.com. Now, back to Duran Martinez and Wild Michigan.
Cross the line at an altitude time in a state 94 more miles.
Welcome back to Wild Michigan. Duran Martinez, your host on the Michigan Talk Network. Our website, wildmichiganradio.com. You can find a link to this gentleman. He is Rob Keck. We are talking turkey hunting, and we're going to be talking turkey hunting probably on every show for the next few weeks. At one point or another, different tips from different folks. And, you know, because this is very important, if you don't turkey hunt, you might want to just look at it. Just once, because I've been doing it for about 10 years, maybe. And I finally found success in 2011 with my very first bird. And probably, I don't know, it's indescribable. Rob, and Rob Keck joins us right now. You've been all over the world, literally all over the world, World Slam, everything, turkey hunting. But yet there's something that draws you back year after year after year.
Well, it's very simple. It's the gobble. Not the gobbler that makes turkey hunting so special. You know, there's days you'll never call him in, but he may answer that call. And let me tell you, when he does, it just sends you into another zone that you, short of maybe bugling elk, there's nothing else that even begins to compare to it.
You just got into my head, sir. that is the other sound in the outdoors that I absolutely love. I love the sound of a bugling elk. Very fortunate last year to draw a Michigan tag and harvest a nice bull.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank
on
you.
That, man.
Thank you. And turkey hunting, you know what? It's that same thing. When you going up against the eyesight of a turkey, and, you know, thank goodness they can't smell.
Well, it is. If they could smell like an elk, you'd never kill one.
No.
That's why you've got to have a lot of tricks in your bag. In fact, you know, people ask me to use decoys. Well, sometimes I do, especially when you've got field turkeys and they've got a, you know, they can look at your calling position from a long distance. In fact, Bass Pro Shops has a new one out called Crazy Jake, and I got to field test that last year, and it's become a favorite. And let me tell you, there's applications when maybe you call very little, but just give that turkey something to look at, and he will march on in to your calling position.
You know, Rob, the Crazy Jake is like the annoying little brother of the turkey world.
Well, it is. I mean, look, those big boys, those dominant gobblers, when they see what may be a youngster trying to cut in on the harem, they will come to fight. I mean, I've seen them leave, you know, flocks of hens come and challenge that guy that may have just presented a little bit of a challenge to him and just whip up on him. And that's why he'll come in and take on that Crazy Jake decoy. And incidentally, we've got a new bag that can carry those decoys. And that's always a challenge. You know, you've got so much gear. I lift up my turkey vest and somebody says, I can't believe it weighs that much. Well, we've got a bag that can handle a number of decoys. And you know, when you're using decoys, you've got to be able to carry them safely out of sight, you know, so that, you know, you don't draw any fire from some place where it shouldn't come from.
No, that's true, too. And speaking of Rob Keck here, about some of the great things at Bass Pro Shops, BassPro.com, there's a link on our website, WildMichiganRadio.com. Safety, getting in and out of the woods is paramount. And you know, with turkey hunting, it's kind of like bow hunting. This is a silent, as invisible as possibly can be, thing. And if you're dragging, you know, just a turkey decoy out, and maybe all they see is the red head out of a Jake decoy or that bluish color on a hen, it could be kind of dangerous.
Absolutely. You know, another thing, since we're talking about guns, you know, you got to have a good turkey gun. You got to have a gun. You know, people say, what do you recommend? I say, whatever you feel comfortable with. I hunt with a 20-gauge. But most importantly, you've got to understand point of aim and point of impact. You need a sighting device on that shotgun. I know people have done everything right. They got a great place to hunt, all the right calls, all the right equipment, but they haven't practiced patterning their shotgun.
Mm-hmm.
That, to me, is an absolute necessity if you want to consistently take that big gobbler home.
Now, Pat, and they have, you know, targets for turkeys, and getting the pattern with a choke, the right shot, and getting those pellets in the kill zone.
Yeah, and you can find all that stuff at Bass Pro Shops. In fact, for those of you that are using a scope on your turkey gun, we've got a new soft-sided shotgun case that it'll help protect it, because when you get that thing shot in, you certainly don't want to knock it off your point of aim. And so, you know, look at everything you can do to protect that gun as you're transporting it in your truck and you're going to the field and what have you. But understand that you've got to know where that point of aim and point of impact is, because when you squeeze that trigger, if you don't know, there's a good chance you can miss. And especially if that turkey, if you've called him up really close, sometimes the closer it is, the harder it is to kill him.
Yeah, that's true. been there.
Oh, yeah. Rob. Me too. Anybody that says they have not missed a turkey just hasn't shot at very many, because it will happen.
Yeah, and it did last year.
And it's really embarrassing when you do it on film for television.
Well, yeah, you've been around that realm a little bit as well. I mean, that's one of the things you do. And, you know, but the thing is, Rob, and I appreciate the human side, that we do miss.
Well, sure we do.
And people like yourself, it happens. And I think we appreciate that more to see an occasional miss than it would be to see the big bird.
You know, you learn by your mistakes. You learn by misses. You know, what did I do wrong? You know, sometimes it's just turkey fever that takes over. And, you know, people say, do you get excited when that turkey comes in? Heck yeah. If I didn't get excited, even after all the years that I've hunted and all the places I've hunted, you know, I'd give up. So, man, my heart pounds just as fast as it did back when I was a kid.
That's awesome. Rob Keck is our guest here. And he's joining us here on Wild Michigan, our website, wildmichiganradio.com. There's a link to the podcast where you can pick up on this interview. One last question, Rob. My good friend Barry Cooper and I were discussing about how difficult this winter may be on the beards of these birds this year.
Well, certainly they will gather ice balls on the end, and that beard is nothing more than a modified feather, and certainly it'll break off. I'm looking at one right now. I'm in my game room. I've got a white turkey. It was an albino I took on film up in Montana. And half of that beard is broken off. And it was broken off simply because of the ice and the snow up there. So, yeah, it will have an impact on beard length. But, you know, I think the thing that's important is that we focus on the size of the experience, mm-hmm. not on the size of the beard or the spurs or the weight of the turkey. Enjoy turkey hunting for what it is, because it's the gobble, not the gobbler, that makes it so special.
Absolutely, man. And getting, like we said in the very first part of the show, getting the kids out, teaching them about, you know, a blind is a great place for a kid because they can move around.
Absolutely.
You know,
absolutely.
And it is by far, again, one of my favorite experiences in the outdoors, is to have my daughter in the blind with me that one time and seeing her face when that thing gobbled. So
you bet. Bass Pro has some great blinds. Our blackout blind is perfect for doing just what you're talking about.
All right, Rob Keck, appreciate it. BassPro.com. All of these things and more you can find at Bass Pro Shops. And I appreciate Tammy Sapp. We got to get Tammy on the show.
Hey.
Because I hear she's a pretty good turkey hunter, too.
She is. She really is. She won't admit it, but by gosh, she's got that passion just like you and I do.
Right on. Rob Keck joining us here on Wild Michigan on the Michigan Talk Network.